Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Breaking out there in heaven, because they're rejoicing. Think about when you tell somebody about Christ and the Holy Spirit opens their eyes and they receive Jesus. Think about what's going on in heaven. Is that exciting? I don't know about you. Forget the Panthers game. Ain't nothing like this. You see them doing all that stuff at the Panther game. Trust me, there's more angels up there than in the Panthers game. So there is, the heaven is encouraging us. Come on, let's do it. Now when you know that when someone receives Christ, you are actually helping Christ to return. Did you know that? Here's how. He will not return until his bride or his church is built or full. So when that last soul accepts Christ, and that trumpet blows, we're out of here. But if we're not winning souls, we're hastening the return of Christ. Think about that. Think about that. Heaven is encouraging you to say, come on, let's do it. Let's build this bride up. We're ready to come get you. But we're not doing it. Satan has us too busy doing stuff that don't matter. Like my boys today, they were on the computer. They're poor fellows. I just got to get them off that computer. I mean, they're in this game. They're like zombies. They're just clicking. Like, what are you doing? I don't know. I'm just clicking. They're just clicking all over the place. Busy. We can do a lot of good things for Christ, but is it important? We have to major on the major things. But the problem is we are so busy doing a lot of stuff and not doing the one thing that Christ told us to do, and that was win souls. It should be a priority. Here's the next one I want to go to. I'm being pretty done pretty quick tonight. The next one here is wisdom is beckoning us. Wisdom is beckoning us to win souls. My favorite scripture, I say that about every scripture, don't I? I do. My wife said, you say that about every scripture, but this one really is. This was actually in my tagline of my email. It's Proverbs 11:30, if you turn there. Proverbs 11:30. How many people want to be wise? Nobody wants to be dumb, do they? Everybody's hand should have went up. Who wants to be wise? Well, I'm going to give you a good way to be wise. This is so awesome. If you do this one thing, you will be wise. Not by man's standard, but by the standards of God. Listen to this. Here's what he says. It says the fruit. Hey, there's that word again. Fruit. And we already discovered that is souls, right? The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Man. And people ask me why I win souls. Are you kidding me? I win souls, one, not just because I'm wise, because I am following him. You know, Jesus Christ said it pretty simple. He said, if you follow me, you will become fishers of men. Are you following Jesus? Are you fishing? I looked at that verse and said, man, he said, if we're following him, we'll be fishers of men. My dad took me fishing one time. I remember that so vividly. Only one time. That's why I remember it. But I remember the preparation stage to go fishing. How many fishers we got in here? All right. You know there's some preparation. You got to find a spot. You got to get up early. And a whole bunch of stuff. So Jesus Christ wants us to prepare to go fishing. We need to prepare to go fishing. And we prepare to go fishing simply by getting into God's Word.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.